Why is this so hard? As with all things in life, momentum can be hard. Getting started and sticking with things can be hard. New habits are hard to build and maintain. Finding energy isn't always as easy as looking at the calendar and deciding you should be there waiting for you. I always say you can't schedule motivation. Sometimes, when you have the motivation and energy to do something, it's just not a convenient time. And other times, when you definitely have the time that could be better spent on something more important, it can be really hard to motivate to do anything besides engage in some activities we might consider less productive. I'll hesitate to refer to anything as a time waster, but some activities might come to mind for you with that label. One thing we haven't spoken about much during the challenge is productivity. And I work on a few questions and strategies with my productivity coaching clients all the time when I do what we call a to-do list makeover, analyzing and understanding why certain items linger on a to-do list, never to be completed, and in some cases, never started at all. Let's walk through those questions here. Are you clear on what needs to be done and what finished looks like? How often have we had the reflection that something that we put off for months only took an hour to finish? Or something that felt so overwhelming when we didn't know where to start, once we had some help in breaking it down to create a plan, you started making progress almost immediately? Or the other side, we think about something that'll take just 5 minutes and we're off by a wild amount. This can come from not really understanding the scope of the task and understanding the time it would take. So the first question I always want people to explore when something that's been lingering on their to-do list, do I understand the task and do I know what finish looks like? This initial step can help articulate and scope what involves and makes it feel a bit more achievable. One aspect it can reveal is when you're thinking of an outcome, not a task. Example, I want to learn Italian is an outcome, and it's a project, not even a single task. Might start with a task, like I'm going to go find a study program that will help me learn Italian that looks like it will work for my learning style. After identifying it and obtaining it, the task might turn to scheduling time on your calendar and commit to set time amount each week on those to work on those lessons. If you're struggling with something like clean out the basement, when you give it more thought, you might realize that having a clean basement is an outcome, and the tasks you need to do need to be broken down. Maybe have some particular sequences, like you can't clean out the storage shelves until you deal with the piles of items in front of the storage shelves. Spending time exploring the tasks that lead to the outcome is a great first step to turn a to-do list item into action. When you think about what needs to get done, is it aligned with the energy you expect to have? As I mentioned above, you can't schedule a motivation, but something I like to do with some of my productivity coaching clients is talking about energy management, not time management. We're talking about giving items on a to-do list an energy rating, low, mid, high. Now, when I'm talking about energy, I'm talking more about the mental energy and effort required to take on the task, not necessarily the physical energy, but of course, that can be a factor. For instance, low energy task might be the folding of the laundry. Doesn't need a lot of attention. There isn't much that's going to happen in terms of mistakes if you don't focus closely. It doesn't require a specific rhythm or speed to finish properly. You can easily chat with others in full engagement for something that isn't serious. You can watch TV or listen to a podcast and catch everything. Your brain doesn't need to give the low energy task much more attention than basic. A mid-energy task requires some attention because it technically can be screwed up. But if something required your attention while you were doing it, probably wouldn't be a high risk. An example might be making a recipe you've made many times while also talking to your child or spouse or friend about something that went on during their day. It's a recipe you know well and may not even be using a written recipe to follow, so you can rely on muscle memory, not only to do the work, but also you'd catch yourself if you realized you missed a step, and missing a step would be a problem. It's the putting sugar instead of salt, or did I forget to preheat the oven, or I forgot to add vanilla to the batter kind of problem that means some attention is necessary. In a mid-energy task, you're more likely to catch yourself making that error as you go back and correct for it. A high-energy task is something that needs a lot of concentration, and you couldn't possibly multitask or give your brain distraction while doing it. It's preparing your taxes, or writing an important email, or painting a room where speed and working with a wet edge matters, or, like the mid example, working with a new and complicated recipe for the first time. It's the activity you know that's getting distracted, interrupted, or delayed means there's risk to getting it right, and getting it right matters to you. When I ask people to assign an energy category to their tasks on their to-do lists, that then allows them to shop during their available time for a task that matches their energy availability at the time. We don't always get the luxury of picking and choosing, but sometimes the mere acknowledgement of what I'm about to do, this thing has to get done now, is a high energy task, so I need to make sure I'm setting myself up and my environment up for success. I'm turning off my phone or shutting down the TV, or I'm doing the things that will help me make sure this turns out how I want. Additionally, when we're feeling a bit low to be able to do much, I want to be able to get other things done simultaneously. So shopping for low energy tasks may be just the thing you need to keep moving forward on your goals. When it's time to get to work, are you ready? I've been reminding you each week, have what you need to get ready to do the work. It may sound like a silly reminder, but how often do we get derailed and delayed because we don't have what we need in place before we get started? Sometimes these are in our control, things we might need to have in place. Starting to start cleaning out the fridge thoroughly would involve a trash bag and products to clean out the shelving, for instance. Sometimes they are not in your control, like being able to start your taxes until you get all the paperwork mailed to you from your financial advisor or the bank or your employer. Sometimes having what you need isn't physical, but more conceptual. This might mean having a certain type of knowledge or skill, or being able to tap into an external resource or expert to help. I have this conversation with people around items that are lingering on their to-do list. If you had nothing but free time for a week to get this item completed, would you be able to do it? And a surprising amount of time, surprising to them at least, is no. Even with a week, they don't possess the expertise or the resource to get it done. This is another reason why time management isn't really about time, but about the task itself. So when you're thinking about those items lingering on your to-do list, take a closer look. What's really standing in my way of getting started on this work? And what would prevent me from finishing it once I started? There are a lot of other aspects of productivity that I could talk about, but these three questions are so universal to people that it's a great starting point for you to reflect on your own list. When we understand better how we're getting in our own way in terms of things getting done, we can identify those roadblocks when they appear and have a better chance of working around them. Remember, you're here because you made a choice to bring your head, heart, and body all in the same direction. To let go of things and have smoother systems in our home. If it was easy, you'd be done by now.